好，我们要再继续查考七样致命的罪。
We continue to study seven deadly sins.
那今天下午我们要谈到不贞洁哈。
We just study the fourth sin, which is infidelity.
那也更通俗的话就是人有外遇。
In other words, some has the actual marital activity.
我们在这个世界上从圣经了解有两种的婚约。
There are two different types of infidelity, covenants.
一种是人跟神的关系。
Which is the relationship, the covenant between man and God.
一种是人跟配偶的关系。
Which is another one is the holy matrimony.
所以当我们谈到所谓不贞洁，也可以从分两方面来讨论。
So when we talk about infidelity, we can also divide into two categories.
也就是人跟神之间的关系有第三者的介入。
Which is the interference of the third party between man and God.
我们先来看启示录。
Let's refer to Revelation.
十九章
Chapter 19
启示录十九章
Revelation Chapter 19
第七节
Verse 7
我们要欢喜快乐将荣耀归给他因为羔羊娶妻的时候到了心腹自己也预备好了第八节
Verse 8
就蒙恩德穿光明洁白的细麻衣这个细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义第九节
Verse 9
天使吩咐我说你要写上凡被请赴羔羊之婚宴的有福了这一段圣经在描写说羔羊婚娶的时候到了
These three verses describe is about the time for the lamb to receive the bride
那新妇自己也预备好
And the bride is also ready
这个新妇就是指的教会
The bride refers to the church.
也就指着我们每个信徒。
It also refers to individual believer.
所以将来我们在天国与主相聚圣经就用婚姻来比喻。
So when we going to meet the Lord in the heaven, the Bible use the marriage to describe.
主耶稣是新郎，我们每一个人就是新娘。
Jesus Christ is the groom, and each member is the bride.
我们每一个人要在天国与他享受爱的关系。
We are going to meet with the Lord in the heaven to enjoy His love.
我们要亲眼见到神。
We will be able to face the Lord, to see the Lord face to face.
在那里永远跟他住在一起。
And we'll dwell with Him forever.
所以人跟神的关系是一种婚约的关系。
So the the relationship between man and God is actually a marital covenant,
但是这是一种,
or the covenant of marriage.
这是一种属灵的约。
It is a spiritual covenant.
而且这个婚约比肉体上跟配偶的婚约更长，更超越。
And it's far beyond the covenant of marriage between man and woman.
有人问主耶稣说一个妇人她没有生孩子，她丈夫死了。
Once, Someone asked Jesus Christ, if women died without having any children.
那以后他的兄弟娶她为妻。
According to the Jewish tradition, his younger brother has to marry her.
那将来他复活以后，谁是他的先生？
And after the resurrection, who will be her husband?
这主耶稣就说，天国不像世界，天国不嫁也不娶。
In the heaven, there will be no marriage.
所以到了天国，没有婚姻的关系。
Therefore, in the heavenly kingdom, there will be no marital relationship maintained.
因为人不带有肉体。
Because man is no longer in flesh.
所以婚姻的关系只有世界上几十年而已。
So the covenant of marriage only remains on earth.
但是人跟神的关系是永远的。
But the relationship between man and God is forever.
这种属灵上的婚约是永远的。
It is a spiritual covenant of marriage.
所以当一个人要决定信主耶稣。
When a person, decides to believe in the Christ.
这个表示他跟神已经定下一个属灵的盟约。
Meaning that he has made a covenant with the Lord.
从今以后我们归属于神。
From now on, he or she belongs to the Lord.
那神也是属于我们的。
God also belongs to us.
所以这是灵里面的婚约。
So this is a spiritual covenant of marriage.
那我们看这个雅各书里面雅各怎么说呢？
Let's also study how James described about marriage.
我们看雅各书的第四章。
Let's refer to James chapter 4.
雅各书的第四章。
James chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 4.
你们这些淫乱的人啊，岂不是与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡是要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌的。第五节。
Verse 5.
你们想经上所说的是徒然吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的。这里雅各在描写当时的世代。
James describes about the situation of his era.
就是初代的基督徒。
The believers in the early churches.
雅各说你们这些淫乱的人啊。
James says that adulterers and adulteresses.
这里讲这个你们这些淫乱不是真的指的说那时候的信徒啊去犯肉体的淫乱。
He didn't mean that those believers committed adultery.
他是从属灵上来了解。
He viewed this from a spiritual sense.
就是与世俗为友就是与神为敌。
Whoever wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God.
我们信主耶稣以后应该是常常亲近神。
After we believe in the Lord, we should draw near him always.
我们心里面只有一个主。
In our mind, or in our heart, there should be only one master.
就是天上的神。
And who is God in heaven?
他与我们同在。
He abide with us.
我们的心是在思想他，靠近他。
We should always think about God. We should draw near him.
我们的生活也是以他为中心。
And we live with the Lord, and he is the center of our life.
这个叫做对神的忠心。
This means a loyalty to the Lord.
但是当时的世代的基督徒
，the world during James' time，
在身份上是基督徒。
Maintaining a status of Christian,
但是他在实质的生活上是跟世俗是在一起的，是跟世俗做朋友的。
But in real life, they are very secular.
所以在神看起来，这就是淫乱。
And in the eyes of God, this is considered as adultery.
也就是他跟神订盟约，但是没有站在神的这一边。
When the person make a covenant with the Lord, he's not on God's side.
他的生活没有以神的本性来做依归。
He doesn't live or act like God.
他放纵自己的肉体的欲望去随从世俗的生活形态。
He indulged in his lust and lived like the Gentiles.
那这个道理与世俗为友在讲什么？
What does that mean? Be a friend of the world.
约翰一书第二章就讲得很清楚了。
First John chapter 2 describes very clearly.
他说世界上的事情就像肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲、今生的骄傲。
And the world is just like, to indulge, in the world, it's just like, one has the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the proud of the world.
所以这个与世俗为友就是我们的生活以这个三个做内容在追求。
In other words, of a person who is the friend of the world,is always a cycle in these three different things.
今生的骄傲
and the pride of this life.
很注重虚荣心的满足
In other words, he looks upon the superficial proud.
很注重是不是很出名
He very concerned about whether he is popular.
很注重他不是被人尊重
He already concerned about whether he is respected or honored by the others.
这个是世俗人最注重的
This is what this world pursue for.
重名
He looks upon fame.
那人信主之后
，After the person was converted，
我们应该是注重神的荣耀。
We should focus on the glory of God，
不是自己的荣耀
，Not the glory of himself。
所以一个人信主啊，处处以虚荣心在驱使，在努力，在做事情，这个已经跟世俗做朋友。
If a person after the person is converted， yet he still look upon the superficial honor。He is actually making friends with the world.
眼目的情欲
and also the lust of the eyes.
我们想要看，我们不应该看。
We want to see something improper.
你看我们现在的生活，好多的娱乐。
There are a lot of entertainments or amusement in this world.
你看现在这个18寸的 satellite 地区里面，可以收到几百个 channel.
Even like yes, 18-inch satellite dish can receive hundreds of channels.
那里面有好多节目是不好的。
There are a lot of bad programs.
有一次我在阿根廷遇到一个信徒。
Once I opportunity to meet a believer in Argentina.
他说他买一个电视，想要听一听这个电视的节目，想要学学那个西班牙话。
He turned on the TV, tried to learn Spanish. To learn the Argentina language.
他发现那个电视没有办法看。
He found that there's no way he could continue to watch the TV program.
是因为他很敬畏神，才觉得没有办法看。
He's a fear of God, therefore he couldn't tolerate seeing those programs.
但是对一个不敬畏神的人
to a unfaithful believer,
那是一种满足。
It's just to satisfy his lust.
眼目的情欲。
To fulfill the lust of eyes.
有一个信徒带两个孩子去荷兰。
Once a believer brought two children to visit Netherlands.
他在荷兰这个两个孩子那个时候是青少年。
They were teenagers at that time.
他发现没有办法住下来。
And the believers found that they could not continue to dwell in Netherlands.
我怎么样能够在这里培养敬虔的下一代
？And how can I try to educate my children to fear God？
那里面的娱乐节目没有不能看。
And there's no way they can watch all those TV programs.
所以后来他就移民到美国来。
And finally, they decided to migrate to the U.S.
所以我们现在看这个电视节目里面有分这个什么那个 rate 有分它的等级的。
Now, especially the movies or certain TV programs, then are rated.
所以这个眼目的情欲这是世界的潮流。
So the lust of eyes is the current of this world.
那再来就是肉体的情欲。
And also the lust of flesh.
满足肉体的欲望。
To satisfy the lust of flesh.
以这个做人生的目标。
And serving as a target.
那这里雅各就说你们这些淫乱的人。
Therefore James says that the adulterers.
这是与神为敌的，这种生活方式是跟神为敌的。
And this kind of life is to be enemy of the Lord.
所以有时候我们虽然得圣灵，一直祷告，觉得神好像离开我们很远。
Although a person received the Holy Spirit and prayed to the Lord, yet he still feels that he was so far away from the Lord.
你想想看，心中又没有犯大罪。
He might feel that he didn't commit any serious transgressions or sins.
我也没有杀人，我也没有恨人。
I didn't kill or hate.
我没有偷，也没有抢。
I didn't steal or rob.
但是一直觉得就是好像神离开我很远。
But he still feels that he's so far away from the Lord.
其中有一个可能是生活世俗化。
There is only one reason that very likely his life is so secular.
生活世俗化就是与神为敌。
When a person lives in rather a secular life or an earthly life, is the enemy of God.
这样人就很难跟神很亲密。
A man cannot be close to the Lord.
所以在第五节雅各书四章的五节说
，James chapter four verse five
说，神所住在我们里面的灵是恋爱至于嫉妒的。
The spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously.
圣经里面说神是忌邪的神。
The Lord dislike the evil doings.
忌邪哈，the God jealous.
God jealous the evil deeds.
那我们今天早上也查考过，嫉妒是不好的。
But this morning we also studied that jealous is a bad deed.
那为什么圣经说神是嫉妒的神
？Why the Bible says that the Lord also jealous?
因为这个嫉妒有两种。
There are two types of jealousy.
一种是出于情欲的嫉妒。
One type of jealousy is from the physical lust.
这个是属肉体的。
It's secular.
是属鬼魔的。
It's demonic.
但是另外一种嫉妒是好的。
But another jealousy is good.
在纯正的爱里面。
It appears in the pure love.
就是神对人的爱。
Which is the love of God to man.
所以当一个人的心跑到世俗里面去。
When a person's mind turns to the world or to the earth.
那因为神爱人里面他所造的那个灵爱到一个程度人的心跑到世俗去神就会嫉妒。
But the spirit that the Lord given to man turn away to the world, that's what the Bible says that the spirit dwells in earth yearns jealously.
所以会产生圣灵的忧伤。
Therefore, the Holy Spirit will worry.
因此这个除非一个人生活愿意改变
Unless a person is willing to change his life,
不然很难跟神的关系正常。
Otherwise, he will not have a good relationship with the Lord.
因为他的生活已经引起神嫉妒。
Because his life results jealousy of God.
在神面前是不忠实。
In the eyes of God, he is unloyal. He is unfaithful.
是在神面前呢、啊，这是一种罪。
In the eyes of God, he is sinned.
我们看旧约圣经怎么说。
Let's study how the Old Testament mentioned about this.
我们看何西阿书。
Let's refer to the book of Hosea.
Hosea 书的第一章。
Hosea chapter 1.
啊，第二节。
Verse 2.
耶和华出自于何西阿说话，对他说：“你去娶淫妇为妻。”也收纳从淫乱所生的儿女，因为这个地大行淫乱，离弃了神。我们发现了、啊、神对何西阿先知要求做一件事情。
The Lord demanded Prophet Hosea to do one thing.
去娶淫妇为妻。
To take himself a wife of harlotry.
这个是有一个属灵的预表的。
There is a spiritual prefiguration.
就是在预表以色列百姓。
It prefigures the people of Israel.
那他们虽然是敬拜神的。
They are God worshippers.
但是他们还是去拜偶像。
Yet they still worship idols.
所以在神的面前就好像是淫妇一样。
In the eyes of God, they are like prostitute.
那虽然在神面前也这个以色列百姓好像淫妇一样。
In the eyes of God, the Israelites are like prostitute.
但是神还是爱他。
Yet the Lord still loves them.
希望神希望他们回心转意，能够全心归向神。
The Lord wanted them to change their mind and return to Him.
那以色列百姓所拜这个偶像代表什么
？What does the idols represent？
当然，第一个就代表木头刻那个形象。
Of course, the idol is a wooden image.
但第二个就是代表任何一个东西在你心中已经取代了神。
In other words, it also means that the idol has become the replacement of God in a person's mind.
请看以西结书三十三章。
Let's refer to Ezekiel.
以西结书三十三章。
Okay, Ezekiel chapter 33.
三十一节。
Verse 31.
他们来到你们这里，如同民来到聚会，坐在你的面前，仿佛是我的民。他们却听你的话，却不去行，因为他们的口多显爱情，心却追随财力。这里在描写以色列百姓。
And this was described the people of Israel.
对神的态度。
The attitudes to God.
他们口多显爱情。
And the mouth they show much love.
就是口对神显爱情。
They only show love to the God, to God on the lips.
但是他们的心并不在神的身上。
But their hearts pursue their own gain.
说他们的心在追求财力。
Their hearts pursued for the wealth of the world.
所以主耶稣讲了，他说这个撒种的比喻。
Jesus used the parable of the seed to describe.
有一种种子撒下去，没有办法长大。
One type of seeds cannot sprout.
不是种子有问题。
It's not because of the problem of the seed.
是这个土地有问题。
It's because of the ground.
有荆棘把它掐住了。
It was actually constrained by the thorn.
那荆棘是什么
？What is the meaning of the thorn?
钱财。
Money.
宴乐。
Amusement, entertainment.
今生的思虑。
And the worries of this world.
掐住了。这个种子长不大。
So they were all constrained and couldn't grow up.
种子长大就是代表信仰的进步。
When the seed grows means an advancement of the progress of faith.
我们种种子都可以有期待，一个礼拜、两个礼拜、三个礼拜，都知道它的进度是什么程度。
When we plant the seed, we expect to see growth, the progress of growth.
但是被掐住了。
But once it's strangled,
信仰需要心呢。
Therefore, faith needs heart.
需要人的心，信仰才会进步。
Then you'll be able to grow.
所以当一个人的心渐渐离开了神，进到世俗，信仰就开始退步。
When the heart turned away from the Lord and gradually entered into this world, he's no longer with God.
所以所谓好的信仰就是你跟神的感情好。
A good faith means that a person has a better relationship with God.
跟神很亲近。
He's very close to the Lord.
但是当一个人的心离开了神，
When a person's heart is so far away from the Lord,
神就离开了他。
And God also departs from him.
那这个信仰就越来越变成一个空壳子，变成一个形式化。
And the faith or this belief becomes just like a matter from becomes formality.
那会让一个人的心离开了神。
What result a person to depart from the Lord?
就是这几个。
It's because of these reasons.
第一个，钱财。
Well,
美国已经进入第几年的这个经济景气
了？USA has a very good economic development in the past years.
哦，所以股票啊，每一年的回收很好。
And there's a very good result in stock exchange.
所以有的人除了上班之外，天天整个头脑就在想股票。
Besides working, a lot of people focus on stock exchange.
在公司里面也在看这个道琼指数高或者低。
They read the Dow Jones report every day, even at work.
啊，圣经不太熟，股票很熟。
They are not very familiar with the biblical teachings. Yes, they are very familiar with the stock exchange business.
这不是罪啊，但是这个会使你跟神的关系越来越疏远。
It's not a sin, but this will make you to astray from the Lord.
因为你的心已经不在神的身上。
Because your heart is all occupied by the wealth of the world.
是在财力上面，不是在神的上面。
A person's mind only focuses on making money.
你已经从神分心了。
My a person cannot concentrate in worshiping God anymore.
所以每一次你在想这个股票的时候，神就越离你越来越远。
Every time when a person thinks about a stock exchange business, his heart is so far away from the Lord.
你跪下来祷告，好像神很远了。
When the person kneels down to pray, it seems that God is so far away.
因为心已经不在神身上，当然神觉得很远。
His heart is no longer with God.
那第二个就是宴乐。
Secondly, is entertainment.
我们头脑总想的就是。什么样娱乐节目
？When a person always thinks about how to entertain himself or his family，
还没有下班就想有什么娱乐
？Before even he gets off work， he starts to think what kind of entertainment he's going to have。
什么节目还没有看到？打电话请对方录下来。
Any favorite TV programs are to be taped。
什么道理没有听到没有关系，节目没有看到不得已。
He can miss。At the sermon, but he will not miss any good TV programs or movies.
那一到假日啊，这个节目吸引。
When he is when during the weekends or when he is on vacations, he will always focus on entertainment.
人的心已经被宴乐包住了。
A man's heart is also occupied by entertainment or amusement.
神就越来越远了。
And of course, he is very far away from the Lord.
那再来就是今生的思虑
，and also the worry of this world，
就是吃的、穿的、喝的，就是生活水准。
This is what we have。
顾虑太多生活水准啊，人跟神的关系没有办法。
He is too concerned about his daily life, and he will not be able to get close to the Lord。
所以这三件事情使一个人啊心中离开神越来越远。
These three things make a person to be so far away from the Lord。
因为我们心啊被这个三个包围，在神看起来这个就是淫乱、不忠实。
Our heart is occupied by these three things, and in the eyes of God, we actually commit spiritual adultery。
请看箴言二十三章。
Let's refer to Proverbs。
箴言二十三章。
Chapter 23,
二十六节。
Verse 26。
箴言二十三章二十六节。
Proverbs 23, verse 26。
我儿啊，要将你的心归我。这个箴言这样说。
Say that in Proverbs。
说我儿啊，你要将你的心归我。
My son, give me your heart。
这个是神对人的呼吁啊。
This is the calling of God.
我们每一个人都是神的儿女。
Every man is the son of God.
我们肉体在教会。
Physically, we are in the church.
你心在哪里？
But where is your heart?
我们每一天的生活。
And also in our daily life.
我们的心在哪里？
Where is my heart?
这个很重要。
And this is a very important question we should ask.
神在呼吁每一个神的儿女啊。你要将心归向神。
My son, give me your heart.
被盗的儿女啊，要归向神。
The betrayer, please give me your heart.
钱财会虚空的。
Money will turn into to vanity.
宴乐没有办法让灵性进步。
Entertainment will not make a person to advance in his speciality.
今生的思虑也是虚空的。
Worry of this life will also turn to a vanity.
除非你真的觉得这三个虚空。
Unless you can truly sense to the vanity of these three items,
不然我没有办法真的真心归向神。
Otherwise, you will not be able to return to God.
所以啊， 圣经才说淫乱的人与世俗为友，就是与神为敌。
Therefore, the Bible says that adulterers, to be friend with man, with this world, is an enemy of God.
这是末世的基督徒一个最大的考验。
This is the biggest test or trial, to the believers of end time.
我们的心在哪里？
Where is our heart?
我们真的所爱的是神还是世界？
Do we love God or love the world?
这会决定我们跟神的关系是好
的。It will determine our relationship with God.
那第二个所谓不贞洁，就是指着对配偶的不忠实。
The second type of infidelity is toward man, toward spouse.
我们先来看哥林多前书第六章。
Let's refer to 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18.
哥林多前书第二章第六章。
First Corinthians chapter 6, verse 18.
但你们要逃避淫行，人所犯的无论是什么罪，都在身子以外，唯有行淫的是得罪自己的身体。这个地方说要逃避淫行。
Verse 18 said, flee sexual immorality.
所有的罪都在身体以外。
Every sin that a man does is outside the body.
唯有行淫是得罪自己的身体。
But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body.
所以在马拉基书第二章里面这样说。
Therefore, it is stated in the book of Malachi, chapter 2.
我们看马拉基书的第二章。
Malachi, chapter 2.
马拉基书的第二章。
Malachi chapter 2.
14节。
Verse 14.
马拉基书二章的14节。
Malachi chapter 2, verse 14.
你们还说这是为什么呢？因为神在你们年幼所娶的妻中间作证，他虽然是你的配偶，又是你的盟约的妻，你却与诡诈待他。
15.
虽然神有灵的余力能造多人，他不是单造一人吗？为何只造一人呢？乃是愿他得虔诚的后裔。所以你应当谨守你们的心，谁也不可以诡诈待幼年所娶的妻。那16节。
16.
神以色列的神说，休妻的事和以强暴待妻的都是我所恨恶的，所以应当谨守你们的心，不可以行诡诈。这是神所说的。这个地方说
These three verses describe about
说你幼年所娶的妻，这是指你盟约的妻。
The wife of your youth.
所以在罗马书里面说这个婚约一直到配偶离世才结束。
The covenant of a marriage maintains until the spouse pass away.
所以人犯了淫乱这个在神面前这当然这是罪，这也是得罪自己的配偶。
Adultery is a sin in front of God.
但是我们现在在这个世界里面呢
，But in the present in this modern world，
特别我们信主的人大概肉体不容易犯淫乱。
Especially Christian believers, physically it's not easy for us to commit adultery.
但是现在所谓这个对配偶不忠实常常是指的心灵上。
But unloyalty to the spouse.Usually is more spiritual.
心灵上mental.
It's more mental.
我大概在三年前在 Newsweek 看到一篇文章。
Couple of months ago, I read a report in Newsweek.
它的主题就是 infidelity, 就是谈现在婚姻的不忠实。
The topic is infidelity of the modern time.
它是在公司里面很容易发生。
This can be easily happen in the company.
为什么很容易发生？
Why it so easily happen in the work area?
因为结婚久了，如果夫妻感情不好，
if the spouse, if this married couple have been married for quite a while,
我就觉得平淡无味。
And they feel the life is so dull.
那人的心就很容易跑到外面，有心灵上的外遇。
So mentally, a person will seek for something else new.
那这个心灵上的外遇就是在心灵的最深处emotional attached就是你在心灵的最深处跟另外一个异性好像有牵连上关系。
In the emotional attachment, it seems that in the inner part of a heart, you have some kind of attachment with an opposite sex.
那这不是一种肉体上的淫乱。
It is not a physical adultery.
但是这是一种内心的不忠实。
But it is a more mental unfaithfulness or unloyalty to your spouse.
因为神创造这个婚姻呢、啊，夫妻之间的满足不只是肉体上，也是指的心灵上。
So the creation of the Lord or the establishment of the marriage system is not just for physical and also for mental.
所以从配偶以外去寻求另外一个异性的心灵上的满足是不对的。
So to seek for another to find an opposite sex to satisfy even the mental.To satisfy mentally is inappropriate.
哦，所以啊，听说现在纽约市离婚率最高的原因是因为 Internet.
It seems that the highest rate of divorce in New Jersey is due to Internet.
啊，怎么 Internet 会弄成离婚呢
？Why Internet will result a divorce?
啊，就是啊，太太觉得很孤单，跟丈夫谈不来。
It seems like the wife I couldn't communicate with husband anymore.
或者丈夫觉得很孤单，跟太太没话谈。
Or husband feels very down and no way to communicate with his spouse.
那人有一种情感上的需要。
A man has a mental need or emotional need.
那你 internet 这个人跟人的交通，你可以隐瞒你的姓名。
So the internet communication may have your name hidden or concealed.
所以你可以找一个配偶，你跟他谈你的心。
So you may find
不是配偶，你找一个异性，你跟他谈你的心。
You may find an opposite sex on internet to chit chat
啊，满足你这个内心那种情感上的需要，但是他又不知道你。
To satisfy your mental need, yet your name is hidden.
哦，所以很多的先生或太太看到自己的配偶跑到 internet 去找满足啊，就。受不了就离婚了。
So the so there has become a problem that a husband or a wife discovered that his or her spouse looked for another for an opposite sex on the internet to satisfy his or her mental need and it result divorce.
有一个故事，我不晓得是真还假的。
That was a story. I don't know whether it's real or false.
有一个先生啊，对自己太太很不满。
A very dissatisfied husband toward his wife.
就跑到 internet 跟另外异性在聊天了。
He went on internet and has a communication with somebody else with another opposite sex.
啊，越聊越起劲了。
They are very fond in each other.
就一直吐苦水，他的太太对他怎样不好。
He began to tell the other party how bad he was treated by his wife.
那对方也有婚姻问题啊。
And the other side also has a marital problem.
啊，就一直埋怨他先生怎么对他不好。
She also complained about her husband.
所以两个越谈越投机啊。
And it seems that they have a common interest.
有这种相见恨晚的感觉。
They feel that they should meet each other in a much more earlier.
所以以后他们就觉得说啊，他不见面不晓得多好。
They finally decided to meet with each other.
所以他们约定到一个地方去见面。
So they decided to have a date.And meet in some place.
哇，心情一直跳，到了那地方一见，原来那个就是他太太。
Finally, when they met each other and they discovered that it was her husband and she was his wife.
哦，所以这个大概是故事啊，这个在描写说现在的人真的很孤单呐。
There was only a story, but it also tells us that the modern people are very lonely.
所以我们太忙到没有办法跟我们的配偶聊聊天，满足他在情感上的需要。
Men are so busy. The couple are so busy they couldn't even have time to communicate with his or her spouse.
所以整个人生就是工作睡觉，工作睡觉。
So man's life has become so dull. Eat, sleep, and work.
所以生活失去了情趣。
So the life has become so dull.
圣经里面在描写当时这个亚伯兰的儿子以撒。
The Bible describes about the son of Abraham, Isaac.
这个以撒到年纪很大，他还是懂得有生活情趣。
But Isaac knows how to enjoy his life.
请看创世纪26章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 26.
创世纪二十六章的第六节
，Genesis 26:6。
以撒就住在基拉尔。第七节，
verse 7.
那个地方的人问他的妻子, 他便说, 那是我的妹子, 因为他是, 哦, 说我的妻子, 他心里想, 恐怕这个地方人为利百家的缘故, 杀了我, 因为他容貌俊美, 第八节,
verse 8.
他在那里住了许久, 有一天, 非利士人, 的王, 亚比米勒, 从窗外往外观看, 见以撒和他的妻, 在戏玩。 这个地方说，有一天亚比米勒从窗外看以撒跟他的太太在戏玩。
Verse 8 says that one day a king of Philistines looking through a window and saw, and that was Isaac showing endearment to Rebekah, his wife.
那26节说以撒60岁了。
Verse 26 that at that time Isaac was 60 years old.
以撒灵性也不错。 以撒的灵性也不错。
Isaac has a very high spirituality.
所以这个就在讲人的夫妻之间的生活情趣需要栽培。
It talks about the life or relationship of a man and woman has to be promoted.
配偶才不会跑到另外一个异性去。
Then the spouse will not find interest in another sex, in the opposite sex.
我们现在看 箴言。
Let's refer to Proverbs.
箴言的第五章。
Proverbs chapter 5.
箴言的第五章,
Proverbs chapter
5. 15节,
verse 15.
你要喝自己池中的水, 饮自己井里的活水, 16节,
verse 16.
你的泉源岂可仗义在外呢? 你的河流河水岂可留在街上呢? 17节,
17.
唯独你一人, 不可与外人同用。 18节,
18.
要使你的全年蒙福, 要喜悦你幼年所娶的妻, 这段是在讲婚姻生活。
And these three verses describe about the marriage life.
要喝自己的池中的水, 饮自己井里的活水。
Drink water from your own cistern and running water from your own well.
就是要从自己的配偶寻求满足。
And you should find the mental satisfaction from your own spouse.
不要跑到外面去。
And do not go outside.
那从另外一方面来说,
And from another point of view,
说你的全年岂可仗义在外呢?
And your fountains, should your fountains be dispersed abroad?
你的河水岂可留在街上呢?
Streams of water in the street.
所以你的内心只可供给你的配偶的需要, 不可以供给其他的异性需要。
So let your fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of your youth.
那人进入中年之后, 会有中年的危机。
When a person is in middle age, he will face a crisis.
就是想要感觉到自己还很年轻, 有吸引力。
He or she will still feel that he's very attractive.
所以就会找其他的异性来 展展, 试试看是不是有吸引力。
And he tried to look for a opposite sex to show off his her attraction.
所以有时候婚外情就这样跑出来了。
And that's the reasons why the actual marital activities happened.
所以这个要很谨慎, 非常谨慎。
So the married couple ought to be very cautious.
要对自己的配偶忠心。
He or she has to be loyal to the spouse.
有一句话说, 文章是自己的好, 太太是别人的好。
There's a Chinese saying that the article written by a person always think that the wife of the others is better than his.
那为什么跑出这句话来呢?
Why there is a saying like that?
因为你要写一篇文章, 七改八改, 然后放在这个抽屉里面, 两三天再改, 这是理想的结晶。
If you write an article, you try to polish the language for several times and until it becomes a real as a perfect one.
所以看来看去, 文章是自己的好。
So you may feel that, this is the best article. My articles is always the best.
那怎么太太会变别人的好呢?
And why a wife, the wife of the others, the people is better than mine?
因为自己的太太哦, 天天在一起, 缺点看得了如指掌。
And the reason is that you face your wife, your spouse every day, you know him or her very much indeed, you know all of his or her shortcomings.
亚当犯罪的时候, 神对夏娃说,
When Adam committed sins, and God told Eve,
说你要念慕你的丈夫, 你的丈夫要管辖你。
You were attached to your, well attached to your husband, and he will rule over you.
现在好像反过来啊, 丈夫啊, 你要念慕你太太, 你太太要管辖你。
It seems that now in the modern times, in the other way around, man is well attached to his wife, and she will rule over him.
所以, 这个太太最美丽的面孔常常都是在外面的时候你才看得到。
So the beautiful face of your wife only can be seen and when you are both outside.
在家里面蓬头垢不是蓬头垢面，这就这个头发都没有梳啊。
So when the wife is home, usually she doesn't care you know, about makeup.
那最漂亮都是给别人看的。
It seems that the wife can only be seen neat outside.
所以在这个情况之下，我们就一直觉得说自己的太太好像比人低了一等。
So men may have the thought that my wife is worse than the other people.
因为别人的太太出门都是最好的。
It seems that the other people's wives looks more attractive than mine when they go outside.
其实她在家里怎么样，你怎么知道呢？
But what the other people's wife looks like at home, you have no chance to see.
所以我们从圣经的教训看来，我们人要持守贞洁。
So man has to keep fidelity.
我们看这个第七不贞洁的第七。
Let's study three ways to maintain fidelity.
第一个要守心保守自己的心。
Preserve and protect our heart.
第二个要追求神国的满足。
Seek the satisfaction in the kingdom of God.
因为人如果从神得到满足，人就不会跑到世界去。
If a man can seek satisfaction in the kingdom of God, and his mind will not turn to the world or will not go outside.
我们就可以对神忠心。
Man will be loyal and faithful to God.
再就是要逃避少年人的私欲。
Thirdly is to flee the lust of youth.
我们人都有一种私欲在里面。
Man has lust.
需要逃避。
We ought to flee from the lust.
这样我们才不会陷入魔鬼的圈套里面。
Then we will not fall into the trap of Satan.
第四个，不要效法这个世界。
The fourth point, do not follow the trends of the world.
因为这个世界基本上的观念都已经不对了。
And the concept of this world, the mind of this world is very different.
所以如果你在一个公司上班，你周围看看有哪一个人婚姻没有问题。
If you take a look in your work area, there are a lot of marital problems among your colleagues.
他们基本上态度就是游戏人生，活一天算一天，游戏人生。
They are just you know, playing around on this earth and do not take fidelity seriously.
所以我们要在主的道理上常常提醒自己。
So we ought to remind us,from the words of God.
那在婚姻上我们应该要彼此常常培养感情。
In our marriage life, we should always try to promote the good relationship.
如果我们对任何一个异性说什么、做什么，应该让我们配偶知道，透明化。
If we do something or say something to the opposite sex, we should let our spouse know about it.
打电话、写信、email, 你都可以让配偶知道。
Doesn't matter what we do, we have.Has to be transparent to our spouse.
如果要隐瞒，里面就是有问题。
If you try to hide from our spouse, there could be some problems.
透明化就没有问题。
Always transparency will not cause any problems.
不要给魔鬼留地步。
Do not give room to Satan.
被情欲所控制。
And to be controlled by the lust.
美国有一个很出名的布道家叫 Billy Graham, 格里汉。
Billy Graham is a very popular U.S. evangelist.
在很多的这个出名的电视传道人当中，只有一个他没有花边新闻。
Billy Graham does not have any marital problems.
因为他从他年轻开始，他就有一个原则。
Since his young age, he has an important principle to keep.
他不跟异性单独在一个房间里面。
He do not stay. He do not. He's not with a opposite sex alone.
他有他的秘书。
He has a secretary.
他已经七十几岁的。
Billy Graham is 70 years old.
应该不会犯奸淫了，但是他也不跟秘书自己单独在一个房间里面。
Still, he's not with his secretary alone.
他后来美国的总统的太太请他吃饭。
Later on, the first lady invited him for meal.
他不跟他单独在一起吃饭。
He didn't even with the first lady together.
就在公众的餐厅里面一个桌子，两个坐在那吃饭。
He didn't have any private dinner with first lady. Rather, they went to a public restaurant.
因为他持守一个原则。
He keep one principle.
要对配偶忠心。
He he maintains a loyalty and faithfulness to his spouse.
他所做的不要让他配偶感觉到有嫉妒。
And he will not cause jealousy to his spouse.
我想这是值得我们一个效法的榜样。
It is a good it's a good role model for us to follow.
在这个不贞洁淫乱的世代里面，我们能够珍惜神所赐给我们美好的婚姻。
In this infidelity world, we should make precious of God what God has given to us.
他唱诗。